We're on a stage with Terry at some Comic-Con. Which Comic-Con are we at?
The Adrian Comic-Con.
All right, we are actually recording at an actual sort of live Comic-Con. We are at Adrian Comic-Con.
Yes, we are.
This is episode 38 of Media Litter Sandwich. And I'm, of course, Scotty Miley, better known as Toad from Toadin.com, YouTube.com/ToadinK. And I'm with Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com. And we have
William from AllAboutWilliam.com.
Because it's always all about William. And we have Terry with us today from
That's Terrific.
Now,
that's terrific. Terrific. Wow.
So, how long did it take you to come with That's Terrific? Is that.
Not that long.
I'm just curious. Is that something you've always said?
No, it really isn't. It was just. I was looking for a name for my company, and I went, what would I want people to say when they saw what I made? And I'd want them to say, wow, that's really something. That's awesome. That's terrific. Okay, I'll do it.
Wow, let me see that. That's terrific.
Now, I'm familiar with their company because you've been to a lot of these, yourcomiccon.com.
I have.
But for those that are unfamiliar, please tell us about what you sell.
I make messenger bags. Custom-made shirts, size small to 4X, aprons, wallets, crossbodies.
And what do they feature? What's on them?
Whatever genre you want. I kind of pride myself in finding unusual material, but pretty much whatever your fandom is, I can find it.
I think your booth was one of the first like custom Walking Dead stuff I've ever seen. Like when that first came out, I think your booth was the first one on Walking Dead.
I mean, wait a minute, what turned you on to zombies?
I am an old horror. I'm a retired school teacher, but I am an old horror geek. I just, you know, I love horror. I love comics. I read comics all the time, and when I taught school, I let my kids read comics. So. Okay. It's all cool. It's all good.
That's awesome. Now, let's see here. Now, when did you finally realize, hey, I'm going to start a business? What brought about that?
It's kind of a convoluted story, but when I retired, I taught middle school for 30 more years. And my husband said, you know, you're not going to just sit home. And my son said, Mom, I want a messenger bag. Can you make a messenger bag? And I said, yeah, I think I can. And he said, well, I want Legend of Zelda. And I found the map of Hyrule and turned it into a messenger bag. And he came home and he said, Mom, you ought to sell these. Everybody wants one.
So you're a Legend of Zelda fan.
My son is a Legend of Zelda fan. I have to be honest, I'm not very good at the video games.
Okay, so I have an interesting game on mine. Don't tell me yet.
Okay.
But I think we should guess what subject you taught at school.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna guess history. Don't tell me yet. What do you two think?
I'm gonna guess art.
William?
Oh, you remind me of one of my English teachers that I had in high school. So,
is there anything different? Does anyone have anything different?
Yeah.
Science.
Anybody else have another guess?
Math.
Anybody else?
Art. Okay, art. Yep. We got you're with Mark, right? Okay.
Two for art.
Sociology?
Astrology.
Ooh.
Ooh. Looks like we got Scorpio. When's your birthday, young lady?
You're trying really hard to keep a poker face on.
I am.
What was it?
Civics and economics.
Oh.
To eighth graders.
So I was closest.
You were closest.
I was closest.
You were closest.
Isn't that kind of like math?
And I was Michigan Civics Teacher of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would it be too bold of me to ask which year?
It would not be too bold. It was 2010.
Oh, not long ago at all.
And I was lucky enough to be picked to go to the Czech Republic and Bratislava and teach over there, too.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was way fun.
I got to work with the Czech army a little bit back in like 2005, and there were some really cool people.
Yeah, they're very nice people.
Absolutely. Any branch of the military that allows you to keep facial hair, you know, is really cool.
Yeah. Right on, right on. What about the long hair, though, dude, huh?
I don't remember.
Same as it ever was.
But see, you could come to my booth and get a do-rag, and then it'll all be good.
How do you know what you're going to make next? Like, hey, I need to go, oh, Ghost in the Shell's coming out in a movie. Maybe I should make another Ghost in the Shell shirt. Like, how do you judge?
I listen a lot to my fans, and I listen a lot to the people. Like, when I come to a con, I try to listen. I try to see what cosplayers are there. I look at what guests are coming. Like, I brought some Walking Dead stuff.
Well, yeah, this gentleman's vest over here. I assume you look at that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that looks very similar to something that you would sell.
Yep, it does. In fact, I've had that material. And you watch what's on TV. You watch what's on the Facebook and so forth, and you just kind of try to. And the other thing is, I know what I like.
You probably got on the Pokemon Go bandwagon like right away, didn't you?
I did. I started making what I call Pokemon Go bags. And they're smaller bags. They're crossbodies. And then they come with a little glow stick and a flashlight. And they had the emblems. So they were done in the color and the emblem of, you know, Mystique and cool. So forth.
Okay, so we actually have a question from...
My favorite thing to make, oh, that's hard. What I really like is when someone says, will you make me blah, 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 and I have to go looking for that fabric. I like that challenge. I love making my messenger bags. I love making shirts. I make them small to 4X, and there aren't a lot of people that make the 2, 3, and 4X shirts.
So this is your way to stay active.
Yes. So. Yes. Wow, that's hard. Probably the first time I try out any pattern. Because I'm going to start with a pattern, I'm going to adjust it and play with it and make it my own. And that takes time to figure out just how I want everything to set and to make sure that the, however the material is, that I get the most out of whatever that theme is. So that they conveys a good message.
We have another question over here.
When you make your stuff, do you have anybody help you, or do you just do it all on your own?
I've been doing this a little over 5 years. When I first started, I was completely on my own. I now have a gal who cuts most of my stuff for me, and I'm just right now training someone to make wallets and crossbodies for me. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm up to about 15 cons a year, and I'm starting to do horror cons as well. And there's only one of me. And for instance,
15 cons a year, you should have a staff. Because I do 25 events a year, and I don't have, I have people that help me with the podcast, but not the event videos. You're telling me I need a staff.
Kind of.
Does anyone work for Peanuts?
We are kind of a staff, but we're kind of like a lazy staff. Yeah. Bowler's night staff, you know? Like guys who sit around and get drunk kind of staff, you know?
We're his, you get what you pay for kind of staff.
There you go.
It's like you have your friends and you got your real friends, you know?
All right. Yes, sir.
What was the first thing you ever made?
The very first thing I ever made after I made my son's messenger bag was the little wallets that I sell. And that was all I was going to make. And then I had a girlfriend that loved Star Trek. She would just, for the old classic Star Trek. So I went looking for Star Trek material. And then beyond that, as I moved on and I started listening to fans more, that's when I started thinking, I'd like to try that. I wonder if I could make that.
Could you make a suit out of that guy's material that's on his jacket, like a suit?
I probably wouldn't, because it would cost you way more than you'd ever want to spend.
Yeah.
Well, there's collectors that very well might. So if he said, hey, I am guaranteeing, what is your spec? What's the estimation for this suit?
I wouldn't, off the top of my head, I wouldn't know. I know right. that it would be several hundred dollars at least. And
right. Because there's someone that might actually pay that. I mean, that I know that goes into a little more of, emailing back and forth.
Yeah, that's
the because I've done that when I get some artwork made or when I get some custom graphics made. It's not just a one-time transition.
Right. I do make, the custom shirts, mm-hmm. but generally the problem with when people start wanting more elaborate stuff and they're really going to have to pay a lot of money, if they don't live somewhere, I'm out of Jackson, and if they don't live anywhere near there to do the measurements and to keep going, it becomes really prohibitive.
It would still be awesome.
It would.
It would be.
I will absolutely keep it in mind. You can always message me.
Okay, so can you give us a quick rundown of the series or movies that you do right now? Can you just like your top three or four?
Star Wars is always very popular. Any of the superheroes, certainly the Avengers. I'm just about to start making Guardians of the Galaxy, Power Rangers, and Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so my question to the audience is, not counting the ones she just said, what should she be working on? Yes.
Ruby.
I do make Ruby. I do have Ruby.
Supernatural?
I do have Supernatural. And Firefly.
I'm actually just
about Supernatural. Yes. Just shout it out at this point.
CD Universe.
Stevens Universe.
Yeah. I think at this point people are just trying to throw something out you they don't think you have. And you're
the
like,
Punisher.
I got that one.
Uh-oh. The Punisher.
I have the Punisher.
All right. So wrapping up, she has a lot of these things. So check out her booth for those that are here. And check her out online at That's Terrorific. She's on Facebook. Do you have a website?
I don't. I use my Facebook page. And the reason I do is because all this material that you're shouting out, today I may have it and tomorrow I may not have it anymore. So what I try to do is say to people, if you want something, you send me a message. I will send you pictures of what I have or what I can get my hands on.
Fantastic. Right. And I just hear that over and over again. Saying, I listen to my audience. I'm doing these events. I grew a company because I was bored and people told me I need a hobby.
Yeah.
And now you have people working for you. Oh, man, that's just amazing. I'm Scotty Miley, otherwise known as Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ ToadenK, or did I say Toden or YouTube.com/ToadenK. We have Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com. Yeah, remember to sign up at the Costume Cosplay Contest today, 5 o'clock, all ages.
Done. And William from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You guys, hopefully you could check out our website, MediaLittersSandwich.com, or you can find this and other fantastic podcasts at PodBros.com. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right. Great fun.